Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are up to Amalei Marzutra. So let me just catch up where we're up to. The Gemara is trying to say pshat in the Braisa. But the Braisa started saying that we have a pasuk im go, you go, that a person who's magdish, a field to hegdish, can borrow money to redeem it, and he can redeem it in halves. Mashma, without the pasuk, we would say not that way. Why would we say not that way? Because meicher, steachuza, who gets it back in yoivu, can't borrow money or redeem it in half. So logically speaking, you would say if meicher can't do it, so magdish, who doesn't get his field back in yoivu if he doesn't redeem it, that means the Torah is stricter with him, the Torah would be stricter with him as well, that he can't be borrow money and redeem half. So I need Xeris HaKosim to tell me, don't follow your logic. That was that second Braisa. The Braisa asked in itself, on one hand, Magdish is more lenient. You can redeem it right away. Whereas Meicher, you can't redeem right away. So how are you telling me that logically I would have said that Magdish is stricter because it doesn't come back? But on the other hand, Magdish is more lenient because you can redeem it right away. So maybe you shouldn't learn out Magdish from Meicher. So that's why why are you telling me I need a pasuk? Because without it, I would learn it out. No, you wouldn't. So the Braisa answered, Meicher bebate abayis bebate arechayma yechiyach. That by Meicher bebate abayis arechayma, you could redeem it right away, and still you can't borrow or redeem half. So we see that redeeming right away is not enough to slug up the comparison. So the Gemara asked in yesterday's Gemara, what do you mean? Meicher bebate abayis arechayma, you can only redeem for 1 year. Magdish, you can redeem forever. So it's more lenient than Meicher bebate abayis arechayma. So what are you proving me that even though Meicher bebate abayis arechayma has the leniency of redeeming a year, yeah, but that's it. Afterwards, you can't redeem it. So the Gemara said that we learn it out from Tzad HaShava. That ain't a chinami. Neither Shdei Achuza nor Meicher bebate abayis arechayma can prove Magdish. Because each one, Magdish has a leniency that the other one doesn't have. Meicher bebate abayis arechayma, it's only 1 year. Magdish is all the way, you can redeem it all the way to Yaibu. Shdei Achuza, you can't redeem the first 2 years. Magdish, you can. So Magdish is more lenient than either one of the two. But if you take the two together, they don't have the same leniencies, or the same, right? And still the halacha is that the common denominator says you cannot, anything you're Magdish, you cannot borrow money or redeem it halfway, or anything you transfer, either by sale, you can't do it. So the same thing is true by Magdish. That's what the Gemara wants to say. It's not one from one. Because one from one, I can question each comparison. You compare it to Meicher Shdei Achuza. Meicher Shdei Achuza is stricter. Can't redeem it the first 2 years. You compare it to Barta Erechayma. Barta Erechayma is stricter. You can't redeem it after the first year. So each one, Magdish is more lenient then. If you take the two together and you go to the common denominator of the two, is that you transfer ownership and you cannot get it back unless you pay the whole price with money that you earned. And therefore, since that's the halacha, Magdish is similar. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That is the Tzad HaShava that the Gemara made in yesterday's daf. I hope I explained myself well. Yes?
Why do we say you can't consider them at all? Because Magdish doesn't have a file that has invested interest.
I guess the Gemara doesn't feel that's a difference. They don't know.
Sorry, was the recording started?
Yeah, yes, it was started previously.
Thank you.
If the buyer would be agreeable for him to redeem it right away, would he be allowed to?
That's not redeeming it, that's reselling it to him.
Redeeming by force.
Yes. So now the Gemara is going to slug up the Tzad HaShava. And let me explain what we do. Tzad HaShava says that the common denominator is something that they both share, And Magdish shares that common denominator. I will show you something that they both share that Magdish does not share.
What's they both? Who's both?
Selling a Ste'achuza and selling a house in Abate Arichayma. So we looked for a common denominator. The common denominator we found of the two, they both have the same halacha. You cannot borrow money to redeem it, and you cannot redeem it halfway, right? They're different in other things, but they share that halacha. And Tzara Shava is built on the concept that a common halacha comes from a common cause. So if both Meicher De'Achuza and Meicher Bayis about the Arachema share a halacha, it must come from what they share in common, not from their differences. Therefore, what do Meicher Bayis and Meicher Sada'Achuza share in common? They share that you transferred the ownership to somebody else and you want to get it back. Each has their own personal restrictions, but they share one restriction, and that is you cannot borrow money and you cannot buy it back in half. So it means, and the only common denominator they share is the fact that you're transferring it to a different owner and now you want it back. Magdish is doing the same thing. It shares that common denominator. And since it shares the common denominator, again, you're giving it over to a different owner, and now you want to get it back. To Hegdish. Now, the Gemara does not consider that Hegdish is not a different owner as compared to a private individual. Why the Gemara doesn't come with that, I don't know. But the Gemara is willing to accept that there's no difference in the transfer to a private owner or the transfer to Hegdish. That's the Gemara's assumption, and I'm not going to argue with the Gemara because, number one, I can't, and number two is I don't have an answer why the Gemara doesn't do it, but the Gemara doesn't do it. Now, but then we have a different common denominator that selling a Ste'achuza and selling a house share that Hegdish does not share. And that is, on the second year after the sale, you cannot redeem either of the two. Meicher Ste'achuza cannot be redeemed the first 2 years. Meicher Bayis Abate Arichayma can only be redeemed the first year. That means on year number two, both Ste'achuza and a house in Arichayma cannot be redeemed. That's a common denominator between the two.
One temporarily, one permanently.
Doesn't make a difference. But on year number two, you cannot buy them back. Magdish, you can. So how do you know that Magdish shares the same common denominator? It doesn't. There's a common denominator between the two of them that Magdish doesn't have, and that is that Magdish has no restrictions of years, and both Ste'achuza and Bate Arichayma, second year, cannot be redeemed. And therefore, that's a common thing they share. Magdish does not. So Tzara Shava says, number three fits into the same common denominator as one and two. Here, number three does not fit into the common denominator of one and two. One and two share a common denominator that three does not share. And therefore, there goes your Tzara Shava. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Yes.
Minor point, you said that things have a common cause. I think the phrase common cause is misleading, that the things share a common halachas, as Rabolba points out.
Again, I'm not getting into Kashkafa now. I just want to get to the point that I wanted to say. Tzara Shava is built on the fact that the halacha stems from one point, that if two things share a common fact and they have the same halacha, the halacha is built on that fact. That's what Tzara Shava said. That's what I meant by common cause.
As well as I do with Hebrew, but the common Matthias is defined by...
Again, I'm not trying to get into the hashkafa of what causes halacha. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get across a practical point.
I hear. I mean, but the way you've been talking...
No, I disagree. Tzara Shava is saying that the halacha came because they both shared a commonality. That's what made them have this halacha.
The two-year redemption came.
Oh, the not being able to buy back halfway and not being able to borrow money came because they share a commonality. That they both can't be bought because they both transferred ownership and they're getting ownership back, cannot be done with borrowed money or halfway. Because they both have the transfer. No, the Gemara said, Gzeres HaKasuv said yes. But the Brisa said that without the Gzeres HaKasuv, we would have said no. We're trying to figure out why is that true. You need a Gzeres HaKasuv when logic would have gone the other way. If not, I don't need a Gzeres HaKasuv. The Brisa started off saying, I have a Gzeres HaKasuv, the Magdash is different.
Right.
Frank the Brisa said, what do I need a Gzeres HaKasuv for? Logic would have told me that Magnish.
Logic is not going to work. We slugged that up.
Therefore, the question is the Brisa said logic would have worked to say that it's usser. You can't borrow, you can't. So I need Xeris Akasif. We're saying the logic would have never worked to begin with if I don't need Xeris Akasif. Zog to Gemara.
If there's no logic in other Xeris Akasif, then what's the difference?
Again, the Brisa is saying that without the Gzeres HaKasuv, you would not have been able to borrow money, and you would not have been able to redeem it halfway. Why? Because we would have learned it out from the other two. Therefore, I need Gzeres HaKasuv. That means if I wouldn't have been able to learn it out from the other two, I wouldn't need Gzeres HaKasuv. So the Gemara is saying, you can't learn it out from the other two, so therefore you don't need Gzeres HaKasuv. But the Brisa said you could. And that's what's bothering us. So yesterday it bothered us in the one-on-one. So we came back and said it's not a one-on-one, it's a two-on-one. And the two made a tzara shava. Today we're asking, it's not a tzara shava. Because a tzara shava means you have to discover all the commonalities between the two of them. And these two share a commonality that Magdish doesn't have. Amaloy Mazutra, it's the beginning of a line. My guess is about 15 lines in. Amuloy Mazutra Breder of Mari Ravina. Ikilimifrach. I can slug up this Tzara Shava. Ma'ala Tzara Shava Sheben, Shkenhura Kaichan, they're weaker, Ligal Bishana Shnia. They cannot be redeemed year number two for different reasons. One can't be redeemed year number two because you can't touch anything till after 2 years. And one can't be redeemed year number two because it's after the first year. But the bottom line is they share the same fact. Year number two, they can't be redeemed. Remember, Magnus, you have a kayaka. The goal is Shanashnia. So the question is, why do I need the Xeris HaKasuv? The Brisa told me I need the Xeris HaKasuv, because without the Xeris HaKasuv, I would have derived that it's usher. I would not have. I would have slugged it up. Anything you do logically can be slugged up logically. Anything that's Xeris HaKasuv, you cannot touch. Now, if you want to do something logically, that means you're letting yourself use your logic, and I can use my logic to disprove your logic. You're trying to say Magnus is comparable to the other two, and I can show you that it's not. And there goes your logic. Answer the Gemara, Zuck the Gemara, Amalei Ravina, Shem Ikel Ameimer Evet Ivri Hanimka Leivik Achav Yechiach. And the truth is, here I have a third one, and we're throwing in the price that didn't bring it, and we're adding it to the price. There's an Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy, and there's a mitzvah to redeem him as soon as possible, right away, after the first year, after the second year, after the third year. No year restrictions in years. But yet, we learned out from the word v'nigal, that you have to pay the whole price, and it has to be earned money. So just like by Eved Ivri, Hanim Kilei V'Kachavim, there is that restriction of not buying back halfway and not borrowing money. So logic would have said, why is Magdish different than that one? There is a transfer of ownership. There you can buy it back at any time, and still you can't pay halfway. Magnus is exactly similar to that. So if you do that, there you have your exact comparison. And the halacha is that you can't buy back halfway. So I would have said the same by Magnus. So I need Xeris HaKasuv.
You say that's the Brisa?
He's adding that as the third. The Brisa uses De'achuzah, but the Arachaima, Ravina said you have to add Eved Ivri also. The Brisa didn't say it. We didn't have it in our Brisa. But Ravina says, the Brisa is relying on the fact that you know that. Again, I can't rewrite.
No, but we're not learning it one.
So it's interesting. It's a good point you're bringing it up.
I hear that all the time.
What's a good point? It's mashma from the Gemara that we'll be using three. I don't know why you need three. I don't know why you couldn't do a one-on-one from Eben Ivri to Magnus. Unless you come up with a different svara, which the Gemara doesn't bring. I can make one up, but I don't like to make things up. But the end of the day, it answers the question. Can I derive Magnus from the other ones? Yes. If I need a Xeris HaKasuv to say Magnus is different.
But once we have the Xeris HaKasuv, why don't you say that must be that your logic was incorrect? Once you have a Xeris HaKasuv, why don't you say...
No. Because it's not true. The logic was correct. If the logic was incorrect, I wouldn't need a Xeris HaKasuv. Let me try to explain myself. Logic is logic. If it's incorrect, you should have caught it before you have Xeris HaKasuv. Now, I will say the following. I know that if it is Xeris HaKasuv, that means the Chachmas HaBoire of the Rabbeinu Shloim was that this should be different.
Right.
But that's not going to give me a logical reason. That's going to tell me a fact. It's not going to make my brain, my pea-sized brain, understand that. I'm not going to understand it because logically it's not going to make sense. Because if I could have figured it out logically, then I wouldn't need the Xeris HaKasuv. By needing the Xeris HaKasuv, the Rabbeinu Shlom is telling us is something that you would never figure out.
So then you're thinking incorrectly. That's what it's
Which means you would never figure it out because in human logic it wouldn't work. That's what this Xeris HaKasuv is saying. Xeris HaKasuv is saying is, if we left it up to you with the Yud Gimel Minas HaTorah the Drashes, man, and you're a Tana, you would not have learned the right halacha. I have to tell you, the Rabbeinu Shlom says, that this is different, because if not, you would have gone the other way. Now, obviously, B'chochmah HaYayna, there's got to be a logic. But not something that a human brain on their own would have come to. Unless you learn like Reb Shimon, which we'll talk again in a minute, he disagreed with the whole approach to the logic. He had a different logic. He had Darish time at the Kra, and he came up with a whole different logic. But the way everybody else who doesn't Darish in time at the Kra, they understood it logically one way. Yes?
I would point out that the way that you're explaining it is identical to the Medrash.
Similar.
I would say exactly the same. But I see it of necessity. You would be able to say better than I, but in almost all Sada shows, you have to go to a third, because anytime you're comparing two things, there are always going to be. That is why they are different things. So you need to bring in a third and start looking at what is common.
No, but Avram's question was, once you have the third, why isn't the third a one-on-one? You don't need the other two. Because Meicher Eben Ivri has no Kumra or Kula that Magdish doesn't have. It's exactly the same. Again, this is the argument we've been having for the last 25 hours. And the Gemara always assumes that the halacha comes for the same reason. As different as they are, the halacha that they share comes from what they share. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Bishana Shnia. The Meicher Sadi Achuza, Ein HaMeicher Yachol Limcho. The Meicher cannot be Yigaligo to redeem. Can only redeem it the first year. Shane Zevis and Gaila Mishnia. Evan Imrik, Damilil, the Nigel Kuloi Veloy Lakatsai. The Ain Loib of the Gaio, the Ayoy Sigaksev. Rashi says both are written by Evan Imrik. Number one, Venigal, he has to be redeemed completely. And number two, it says Hasiga, he has to earn the money. He cannot borrow the money. Okay. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Boy Mine, now we go to the third Shiloh. These all the Shilohs were Rav Huna Bar Chanina from Rav Sheshes. First question he asked him was Evan Ivri, and he answered him from a Pasek. The second question he asked him was by Magdish, and he answered him that Tamachloikas Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon Darshan's time of the crop, Rabbanon don't Darshan time of the crop. Now we're going to the third Shiloh. These are all Shilohs that Rav Huna Bar Chanina asked Rav Sheshes. Now, what is it doing in our sugya? Because we got involved in the buying back Evan Ivri. We got involved in buying back fields and buying back different things. So we're still talking about buybacks. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Boy Mene Rav Huna Bachinen and Rav Sheshes. Hamaycher Bayes Vabati Arichayma Nigal Lekroivim Oy A Nigal Lekroivim. Now, the halacha is, by Zdei Achuza, the Torah said, you can't redeem it for 2 years, and you have to earn the money, and you have to buy it all back, and it is redeemable by Kreidim. The Torah says, Beferish, that a relative can force the buyer to sell it back. Doesn't have to be the guy himself. If he doesn't buy it back, a relative can come and force the guy to buy it back. That's the halacha by Zdei Achuza. What? I'm sorry?
I was trying to ask about
buyers.
That's what we're trying to ask
about. We're asking by Evan Ivy, no? I thought it was Evan Ivy. No, you're right. By Bias and Walter, yeah.
He just...
I don't know. I think he keeps it to Yaivu. But I, if you bring me a Gemara, if I can, I won't argue with you, because it's a Gemara, I didn't go through the Sugya in Erechim. So, I think... You know, I need to put in my, I don't want to bother you, Kai, how much can I get it? I can get it myself. Okay, sir. Take a look at the psuk. It's in Parshas Bahar, yes. I think it's in Bahar. Yamukachicha Malcham Achuzasai. So I don't know how. I mean, the next pasuk is the Vishkilayir like Gayo. And Rashi says it means somebody who doesn't have a relative that can afford it. So obviously it goes to relatives straight down across the line. Paternal relatives are the only ones that are considered relatives for this. His wife's brother is not considered a relative for this. No, it's a paternal relative. Because the terrorist said that. I don't know. So, my boy, Rav Huna Bar Chanina Merav Sheshes. Amaycha Bayez Vabate Arachayma. Nigal Lekraivim, Ayay Nigal Lekraivim. Is it redeemable by relatives or not? Gulasai gulasim is de'achuzah gamar. Mas de'achuzah ain't in negelis l'chatzon. Remember we learned halacha, you can't redeem it halfway, but for negelis l'kroivim, that the pasuk says, avay nami ain't negel l'chatzon, but negel l'kroivim. Aiduma, iksi v'gula b'chatzon, u'd'chsiv. B'kroivim l'chsiv. When the pasuk says that the guy can redeem it, it doesn't say relatives there, right? Doesn't say it. It's talking about the guy redeeming it himself, not relatives. Meaning, it says the word gulasai, right? By bayis batera chayma, it says gulasai. And we learn how gulasai means completely. Fine. Maybe that's all we learn out. Maybe we don't learn out the halacha of relatives. Remember, this is not a total gzeira shava. Tosfos told us at the beginning of the sugya. Therefore, does not have to follow the rules that once you have a highway, everything is connected. Amalai ain't a nigga. He told him, relatives cannot redeem an eved every. I'm sorry, a bayis batera chayma. Relatives can't redeem it. End of story. Rashi. Yuck to Rashi.
What was the pasuk speak about again? The pasuk speak about...
Which pasuk?
That we just read.
That was by Steyachusa. Rashi. Nigal b'kraivim. Al-karcha shalakeach. Now Rashi explains again. What does that mean, nigal? Heritage, the buyer doesn't want to sell it back. He can force the buyer to sell it back to the Ashkechem B'Steachusa, who bought Goyle HaKaravelov. Avhai Nami Einigal L'Chatzorim L'Rabbanon K'Boyle. This is going like Rabbanon Shita. The Amr Lau Einigal L'Chatzorim, but Shem Shimon argued. V'Neim Enami Z'Lachi Gomber, the Nigal B'Krevim. Should we learn now that it's redeemed by relatives? I don't make Hikstim G'Lost to B'Steachusa, sorry, the Ma'at Chatzor L'Chsev. That's the exclude the half. Shenema Matzah G'Dei G'Lostoy G'Dei Kulov G'Dei Chalei G'Dei Chetzor. Only completely, not half. Okay, kichazer gazer, come sasav gzereshava, and when we learn now gulasa gzereshava, achadem also nuksev. It's only but the translation of gulasai, which is complete. Veloyim migme gulas kravim, the lav legabe gulasik sivi. That's not in the word gulasai. And the answer he told him was peinen nigo. No proof. Just answered him peinen nigo. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Huna from a brisa. B'chol geula titnu. Okay, this is a pasuk, an extra pasuk. I will read it. It's in Parshas Behar. It says like this. It's talking about that Yavu takes back the land, gives back the land to the original owner. So I'm going to read the passage before. Do not sell the land permanently. Hashem says, it's my land. He gave it to Shavimatimimad. You live on my land. And I don't want my land permanently transferring ownership. And the next passage says, and all the land of your inheritance, give redemption. Now, what is it telling me? Steyachusa is the next parsha. Bayis Batera Chayma is the parsha after that. Eved Ivri is the parsha after that. And in each one, it talks about redemption. What is this pasuk? U'b'chayil eretz achuzaschem gu'ulu titnu l'aretz. What is this pasuk teaching me? It's an extra pasuk that has no specific halachas in it. But the Torah doesn't write a pasuk for nothing. Obviously, the Torah is trying to include more redeeming, that more things are redeemable. What is it including? Zok de Braisa. B'chayil geula titnu. What is b'chayil? It's leaving out the word eretz achuzaschem, but it's dashing the word b'chayil. The rabbi's batim, the evidentiary. To include Batim and Eved Ivri. Now, what is it including about them? The Gemara understands it's including they can be redeemed by relatives. That Gula Titnu Laretz, let the relatives get involved. Because it doesn't mean the guy himself, that's no Kiddush. Obviously, we're trying to expand the horizon of Gula. Which way are we expanding it? It can't be that he can borrow money, it's that he can't. It can be, he can redeem half, we prove that he can't. So it must be that it's coming to tell me other people can get involved. Bechayel. What's Bechayel? Must be houses and Eved Ivri. That other people can get involved. Right? That's what it's saying. Bechayel. Where am I? Right. The rabbi's batim for Eved Ivri. Right. My love. But the Arachaima. What houses are we including that relatives can get involved? must be houses in a walled city. So Rav Huna bar Chanina asked Rav Sheshes, you're telling me the relatives can't get involved. I have a pasuk of Bechoil, and the bride says to include houses. And for the Gemara, Batechatzerim, it's coming to include houses that are open cities. Now, we haven't had houses in open cities mentioned yet. But houses in open cities are the easiest thing to redeem. They can be redeemed right away. They can be redeemed till Yovel. And Yovel, they come back. They have no restrictions. Of all the things, they're the least restrictive. Houses in open cities don't have a two-year waiting period like Shdei Achuzah. They don't have a one-year limit like Batei Arichayma. And they do come back by Yovel. So they have all the leniencies. So we're trying to say, relatives can redeem them also. That's what it's coming to include. The rabbis bought them, which houses? Not houses in a walled city. Houses in an open city. That's what it's coming to include.
They're the easiest ones, right?
Right. That's why we're including them. The less Kiddush. Look at me strangely.
No, I'm saying, because you wouldn't... That's the next question. No, what do you mean? If it's the easiest ones...
That's why we include it.
No, but through Xerxes Chatzim.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Why not?
No, you said that. We just said that it's the easiest ones to redeem.
But who says relatives can get involved?
That makes it easier.
But who said relatives can get involved? Torah only said it by Shdei Achuzah. It didn't say it by houses. Rashi. B'chayel gudu titnu. B'chayel eretz achizatzchem gula titnu l'aretz. Koy yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk. They perished the Mayasa, did not explain what it's coming for. The rabbis bought them Eved Ivri. Shunigalam l'kraivim. Should be redeemed by relatives. Batechatzerim. A yorah she'em u'kafas chaymim b'mayis Yeshua. Frek de Gemara, Batechatzerim behedjik sivahu. I don't need to include them in Bechayel. It's written beferish. There's a beferish in Pasuk that says, Al Zdei Ha'aretz Yechashev. They should be considered like a Zdei Achuzah. That means for any unknown halacha, consider them like a Zdei Achuzah. Zdei Achuzah can be redeemed by relatives. The Torah said, open houses are like a Zdei Achuzah for all halachas unless otherwise specified. And for the Gemara, Ahu, the Kavu Chayva, the Liba Drebliezer. Al Zdei Ha'aretz Yechashev is to tell me that it's obligatory. Relatives have a mitzvah, an obligation, to redeem their relatives' fields and houses.
La Fuke,
that it's their decision if they want to do it or not. That means if you have a relative that can afford it, he has a mitzvah to go do it. It's not just he's allowed to do it, we want him to do it. It's a mitzvah, it's chayva, it's an obligation. But Liba Drebliezer, according to Drebliezer, the Tanya, says the Pasuk, the goal is Memker Achav. He should redeem what his brother sold. That's by Shdei Achuzah. Rishus. The first Tanna says, to Rishus, he has the allowance. Atayim Rishus Ein Elochayvam. Baisa asks, Rabbi Shua, this is Rabbi Shua talking, maybe it's an obligation. Tamad Loim Rav Ishti Layir Legayol. It says in the Pasuk, a person who doesn't have a Gayol. V'chi Yesh Adam B'Yisrael Shein Legayolim. Do you have a Yid that doesn't have a Gayolim? Every Yid that owns land has relatives. Because a Ger could never own land. Because a Ger didn't have Shdei Achuzah. He didn't have a share in Eretz Yisrael. So he only could buy it every Yovel he had to move. The only one who could have a permanent land in Eretz Yisrael is somebody who comes from the Shvatim. And everyone that comes from the Shvatim has a relative. You might have to go back to 18th cousin, but you'll find one. And therefore, who's the man that doesn't have a relative? Means a guy who does his relative doesn't want to redeem it. Doesn't want to. Ibn Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua says.
Next question.
No, not at this point, because I'm in the middle of a sentence. Rabbi Yeshua says there's no mitzvah for the relative to redeem it. He's allowed. Torah says he wants to can redeem it. Is she like Yilagayo? A guy whose relatives don't show up? They don't want to buy back? So he's got to buy back himself if he can afford it. That's all. That's what the pasuk says. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yezer Eimer, the Golas Mem Karachav Chayvav. Golas Mem Karachav says he has to. And he asks, Ataymer Chayvav Ein El Rishos. How do I know it's a Chayv? Talmud Leimer, B'chayol Gula Titnu. That pasuk of B'chayol Gula Titnu, Rabbi Yezer says, that says it's obligation. A cost of Chayvav Chayvav. So Mamela, you wanted to know what B'chayol Gula Titnu comes? It comes to include that there's an obligation to redeem steachuza, houses in open cities, that you have to redeem. That's what we hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, who says it's a chayv. Yes. Yes.
So a ger can't buy a house? He can't build a house?
Where? Where?
It's
where? Where? How's he going to get land?
So that's what I'm asking. That, in other words,
the guy
can never own a house.
No, he could own a house. He could buy a bais butter, a if the guy doesn't buy it back in a year, it becomes his permanently.
Now owns land in Eretz Yisrael.
He owns a house in Eretz Yisrael, not planted.
The house is on the land.
Again, we're talking about, but steachuza is not meant for houses.
But the house.
Again, the Torah differentiates between house and stay achuza.
Because stay achuza, we're not going to build a house on it.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Right.
You can own acres and acres of housing land.
No. You can only own a house in a Bate Arechaima. You can't own a house in any other city.
You can't own a house in an open city.
He can, and then Yaibo goes back.
Why can't you guys in a wild city?
Because the Torah said if you don't redeem it within a year. He, by the way, he can be kicked out in a year. But if he doesn't get kicked out, then it becomes his permanently.
And as far as relatives, since you hear that every Jew is related to each other.
Right.
Not Gerb, but every Jew. And therefore, what are we doing by saying that a Karel should buy it? Because anybody should buy it, he's...
Karel Kaidim. The closest relative gets... We're not finished yet. We're in the middle of that Gemara. Yes.
What this religious halacha is only by an open city?
No, by everything. B'chayol Gula Titnu. It's a mitzvah for the relative to redeem whenever he's allowed to.
How does he learn Ishkilo Yellow?
The way he's the middle.
No. What I'm trying to say is that when a person does the mitzvah of redeeming it, Rabbi Elazar, he doesn't get the mitzvah?
I have no idea. Who said it's a mitzvah?
To help him out.
Who said it's a mitzvah for a relative to buy back a field? Why is it helping him out? How is it helping anybody out? Not helping anybody out. How is he helping him out?
Washington now?
It's a mitzvah. The Torah wants him to buy back to be in family. Not helping anybody out. Not giving it back to the seller, Pashtus. Yaivo, okay. You're getting back my Yaivo anyway. Yeah. The Gemara's going to get there. Can a guy go collecting to be a Sigur Yadda? Is that called earning it by going around and collecting? I don't know the answer. Not borrowing it. He's not paying back. I would, again, guessing without a source, I would say it's a means of earning money. Yeah, but the question is he entitled to tzedakah? thing. The guy's going around, he sold his field, he wants to buy back. Don't buy back. Okay, it's a guy at Arnie's. I have no idea.
Are you getting a mitzvah lately?
Only the, we'll see in a minute. Not everybody gets a mitzvah. We're talking about Kreiser.
Yeah. We'll
that you'll learn in 5 to 6. You know what I mean? I'm learning what's
now. He's not here.
I'm on the phone. I heard all about Kfura.
Rashi. The Kaiba Kaiba la Kaiba, but he actually had the midnight was a Rashi. Now Rashi's bothered about Gerim. So Rashi says, midnight le Chelik Baretz, Chelik Gailim is there a Yaakov? Boy, in Echem, because you saw a Kaiba, who current boy? If there's a Yid alive, he's related. And yes, le Gailim, of Ein Agayim right to Likach, doesn't want to buy it. But then the Chakasim, she was supposed to be at a Karev. As permission, doesn't have to. Kaiba, Vaiki le Yid le Gailim, okay, so Rashi explains it. I thought it was the Gemara. It's Rashi. Darish b'shi efshu b'yad haroi liyar shaligo. V'ei nagulu motelus ela hakarav ben akel. Even Rabbi Yezu makes it a mitzvah on the closest relative. The mitzvah is the closest relative. If he can't afford it, nobody else has a mitzvah. Rebbe Lazar holds it's a mitzvah. Who? The one who would inherit him if he died. That's who has the mitzvah. Nobody else.
Rebbe
Lazar? So ish ki lo yeh gayet le gayet le kweit Rebbe Lazar is that the closest relative can't afford it.
The only one.
The only one. Now, everybody, I think the other relatives can redeem it as well, but they're not, there's no mitzvah for them. The mitzvah is only for the closest relative. Right. Plenty on my knee. Exactly. Right. Amrile Rabbanan L'Ravashi. So the Rabbanan said to Ravashi, Rabbi L'Ravina L'Ravashi. Bishlam L'Man Dami L'Rabbis Batari Chayma Haynu D'Siv B'Chayel. B'Chayel is mashma like we're saying a big Kiddush. Elamanda Amar, the rabbis butter chaterim, my bechayel. It's not everything. Doesn't bechayel mean everything? Doesn't everything mean all type of houses? Now, why is it called everything? If you include bate arichayma, then you're including everything. If you're not including bate arichayma, you're including some things. So, what's the word bechayel? In all. It's not all. Kasha. I have no answer. Rashi, my bechayel nichtav geula titnu laretz. Bechayel seems to say everything. Everything means all kinds of houses. So the Gemara might share with that, but it's not a shlug up. The Gemara says kasha, which usually means we have a way out. We're not going to bother. So to recap what we just did, the question was about the arichayma can be redeemed by relatives. Rashi said no. We asked Rav Sheshes, what do you mean? It says, Bechol Gula Titnu Laretz L'Rabbis Batim. Houses. We said, only Batei Chatzerim. We said, Batei Chatzerim, we don't need a pasuk. I said, you know what? But it's Bechol is to tell me it's a mitzvah. Like Rav Eliezer, not like Rav Yeshua. If according to Rav Yeshua, the Chayra, we would have to say Batei Arachayim is included. But, like Rav Eliezer. Then we have a question. The bottom line is, so what's Bechol? It's not Bechol. And that we don't have an answer for. But the Gemara doesn't seem to slug it up. Rav Sheshes still sticks to his guns. Ain't a nigo. But we did limit it. That it's only according to Rav Eliezer. Because according to Yeshua, it would be nigo. Because according to Yeshua, he holds it's not a mitzvah. So Bechol can't be making it a mitzvah because he holds it's not a mitzvah. He holds Ishki L'Yil L'Goyel means the guy doesn't want to do it. He doesn't look like Rav Eliezer. It means he can't afford it. So, according to Yeshua, the Chayrat Rosh Hashanah is not right. Because we have Bechayel. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Bechayel is just making it a mitzvah, not a not expanding it to Bati Arichayim. Okay, Mer Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh.
ready by today,
no, at this point, it's not going to be Shaykh. I am running 3 days behind schedule.
3 days?
Yeah, I've been busy these last 3 days, and I have not gone behind in all areas.
How does the Atlanta Braves get to keep their name?
Because they're Braves.
Right.
It's honorable.
You ever see that tomahawk? I mean,
Who's the wrist for?
My inical. David's kind of a new boy.
When's the wrist?
Tomorrow morning.
Where? Tulsi?
No. Based in the old chakras at 8:30.
Time
David in Lakewood now. He has a prison today at 5 p.m. for another ankle. He's going to drive in afterwards. That's right. He's been bound for a bunch of boys, so I'm going to make 8:30 shots. Not my choice. I'm going to be up at 6 in the anyway, so I would rather have earlier, but what do we got to do?
Seems like
what's it? I don't have much time.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I can't help it. I'm exhausted.
After shot, take a little time. Late bedtime?
Take a little nap.
2 nights ago, I went to sleep once. And last night, I went to sleep at 11:30. It's not so bad at 11:30. I had to get up 5 and 4 to take my kids to the airport.
Take a little nap after
shot. What?
You can have it.
I'm not taking a shot, though. I'm taking 2 nights. That's when I get really tired.
No one shut off the recording.
How do you shut off the recording? Okay.